we've all been there, right? Projects feeling less like a smooth operation and more like, well, chaos, juggling tasks, deadlines.
It really is a common struggle.
Exactly. So today we're doing a deep dive into something called the Project Machinery System. It's software, and it's designed to kind of impose order on that chaos.
Taking control of the project chores, essentially.
Right. Our mission here is to figure out how this system approaches project management, what makes it tick, and how it keeps things, you know, running smoothly. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah. And what's fascinating here, I think, is the core metaphor they use.
The clockwork thing.
Exactly. Viewing a project like a really precise, intricate clockwork, not just a to-do list.
All right.
And our focus will be on how this tool manages the programmatic side of things, the gears, the springs.
Yeah.
Making sure it all aligns.
So it's not just a fancy metaphor. It's baked into the design.
Pretty much, yeah.
This project as a clockwork idea. And you mentioned it focuses only on the programmatic stuff, leaving financials out.
That's a key distinction, yes. It concentrates there.
Interesting. So how does this clock work? How's it structured?
Well, it breaks work down into what it calls work units.
Like work packages or tasks.
Exactly like that. Standard stuff. But the key is these units produced deliverables, tangible outputs.
Got it. Deliverables.
Then, separately, you have coordination happening through meetings.
Calls, progress updates, technical discussions.
Right. All those. And critically, these meetings generate actions.
Actions. Okay. So you've got deliverables from work units and actions from meetings.
Correct. And here's where it gets really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Both the deliverables and the actions have firm deadlines.
Ah, deadlines for everything, not just the big stuff.
Precisely. Everything that needs to be done has a due date.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, then, that sounds like intense coordination.
It is. Think about it. Every single deliverable, every single action, having its own deadline. It's like mapping out every single gear's movement in that clock.
Yeah, you can see how that builds precision.
Exactly. The idea is that project success isn't accidental. It's the result of getting all these micro-level things right on time.
So if one little action slips its deadline,
it can potentially throw the whole timing off, like one gear tooth breaking.
Wow. That demands constant attention then, which brings us to monitoring.
Yes. Continuous checking.
The source material had this great line, continuously checking the project status and timing, its deliverables and actions. It's like loading the spring that drives the clockwork movement.
Loading it and keeping it loaded. Yeah, I remember that. It's a powerful image.
It really is. But keeping that spring constantly loaded on a complex project, that sounds like a huge effort in itself. How do people usually manage that or fail to manage it?
Well, that's the core challenge, isn't it? Trying to manually track every little thing, especially across big teams or multiple projects, things get missed. You end up reacting to problems instead of preventing them.
Right. You lose that forward momentum.
Exactly. And that's where this tool, the Project Machinery System, aims to make the difference, automating that vigilance.
Okay.
So this raises an important question. How does the software actually do that? How does it keep the spring loaded?
Right, the practical side. Well, the tool itself is built for complexity. It's multi-user, multi-project, even multi-company.
Scalable, then.
Very. And the structure is pretty straightforward. You've got sort of three main parts, an admin part for setup, mm-hmm. a section for data entry and just looking things up.
Day-to-day use.
Yeah. And then the crucial part, the automatic checks and alerts.
The automation.
Yes. And interestingly, it's specifically designed with certain projects in mind, like ESA European Space Agency projects and EU Horizon 2020.
Which have very rigorous requirements.
Extremely. It even has full support for handling ESA AIA's review item discrepancies. Anyone who's worked on those knows that's a big deal.
Definitely a time saver there.
And the data input process starts early, like during proposal writing. Then you just keep updating the status and timing for deliverables, meetings, actions all through the project.
And tying directly into that continuous spring loading idea, the automation you mentioned.
Yeah.
One of the key features is that the system sends out automatic alerts, emails usually.
Alerts for what?
When an action or a deliverable is getting close to its deadline.
Ah, a proactive nudge.
Exactly. It's designed to stop those small delays snowballing into bigger issues. It keeps things front of mind.
That makes a lot of sense. That automated reminder seems really valuable for just, you know, keeping things actually on track day to day.
It's fundamental to the keeping the spring-loaded concept.
So, looking ahead then, what's next for the system? Are they planning more features?
Oh, absolutely. The roadmap sounds quite ambitious, actually.
Like what?
Well, they're planning more automatic checks, particularly around timing dependencies.
Okay, more intelligence there.
Right. And they want to eventually tackle the financial aspect too, which, as we said, it doesn't currently handle.
That would be a big expansion.
Huge. And maybe the most interesting part, they're exploring ways to identify the status of deliverables and actions by automatically reading related emails or communications.
Whoa, like AI reading project updates.
Something like that.
Huh.
Imagine automatically knowing if an action mentioned in an email chain is done, or if a deliverable attached is the final version.
That could save an incredible amount of manual checking.
Exactly. Shifting from manual work to smart automation.
So, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Fundamentally, this project machinery system views project management as this incredibly precise clockwork.
Intricate.
It suggests that real success isn't just about setting goals, but about this relentless, continuous checking and execution at a micro level, making sure every single gear turns exactly when it should.
And having software like this system to essentially keep that clockwork spring wound automatically, making sure deliverables and actions don't slip.
Right. It enforces that precision.
And maybe the broader thought here is about the power of that combination. Consistent, detailed monitoring paired with smart automation.
Beyond just project management.
Yeah, I think so. It kind of prompts you to consider what other areas, maybe even personal goals or routines, could benefit from that kind of precise automated approach.
Yeah.
Where could that kind of clockwork thinking help you stay on track and, achieve what you set out to do?
Interesting thought to leave people with. Applying that disciplined, automated tracking elsewhere.
It makes you think, doesn't it?